Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. The Deshaun Watson thing. We've heard from Rusty Harden. Rusty Harden put out a statement yesterday. He is claiming, and rightfully so, that Deshaun is being much maligned. And that certainly is the case. And the fact that these Jane Does are staying anonymous and not being their names not being offered to the defense as of now. At some point, they'll have to get the names that Rusty Harden will. But he's absolutely right. The way that Tony Busby is going about this is, it certainly is destroying, at the very least, Deshaun's reputation. Terry Yates, a defense lawyer, a great defense lawyer here in the city of Houston, will join us at 10 o'clock to talk about this stuff and the strategies involved with both sides and see how they're doing and what they're doing. So far, it's the flurry by Tony Busby is certainly way ahead.
It hasn't been answered, and at some point you knew it would be answered, and yesterday was the beginning of the answer. Certainly not the end of it. But the discrediting is already starting to begin.
Uh-huh.
Now, will it be successful? I think in the court of public opinion, there will be people who are just waiting for anything to grasp onto now because the numbers have just been rising and rising. Brian Burney, his marketing rep, comes out and says, I was contacted by one of these women about keeping quiet for $30,000, her and her quote-unquote business manager. This will be enough for people to say, that's it. This has all been a setup the whole time. The Texans did this.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be enough. But even people around know that the way Tony Busby has set this up is it's not going to be that easy to just, he's intentionally made sure that every filing is separate. They're not all together. And even if you discredit one, maybe in the court of opinion, you'll have people who say, that's all I needed to see. But the reality is from a plaintiff standpoint, they're still going to be in the lead, I would think. When it comes to a civil case.
I think
there's going to be some who come out, John, you know, it just like I do, that are going to be like this.
Yes.
Like they're going to have some, for sure.
But the fact that if one of them is trying to extort, is just in it for money, that one of them is trying. Now, here's what happened, though. Deshaun has already agreed that he had consensual sex with one of his therapists. So the fact that he did this one that said, well, I've given Deshaun multiple, this really smoking hot Lala who gave Deshaun multiple massages and nothing ever happened. He can no longer say there has been nothing sexual about my massages because he's already admitted here that he has had consensual sex with one who's trying to extort him, trying to blackmail him, trying to get money out of him because it would be embarrassing. If it was consensual, there's no reason to pay this woman off. Although it being out in the public now, it is damaging to Deshaun in that now people know that he has had sex in at least one of these situations. So it is sexual in nature. So that's a problem for Deshaun. But the fact that, you know, one of them is trying to extort him doesn't mean that the other 13 are.
Right.
I mean, and that's. And again, we're in a civil situation here. It doesn't have to be, you know, if this was a criminal trial and one of them was trying to extort, that would be really, really damaging to all of them. But that's not the case here. One of them, it doesn't matter because if another one says, well, he tried to have sex with me, but it wasn't consensual, then you know what? Now you're going to perhaps persuade a jury. And actually, if you want to know the truth, admitting that he did have consensual sex with one of them, if his defense was, it's never been about sex. But you and I have been talking about it before, and we're like, so Rusty Harden in his response says he's had numerous licensed therapists who have affidavits that say he's never tried anything with them. How many massage therapists does dude have?
I mean, the one thing that cannot be denied any longer is that This dude likes to have a variety. Are any of them men? By the way, that would help his case.
Right.
Are any of these massage therapies going after men?
None.
Well, or did anything?
I don't know.
Are we going to get that come out? Like,
Yeah. I don't know, but I do know this. When I get a haircut, I go to the same person.
Yeah.
You know, when you get your massage, your deep tissue massage.
Yeah, the Thai massage. It's really, really, really good. It's between Richmond. It's a Fountain View between Richmond and Chimney Rock. Or I walk over to the mall to one of those places that's 30, you know, you sit in a chair or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And you go to the food court, obviously, get your, you know.
So you don't have 70?
No, I don't. today?
But the problem with this is Deshaun just can't find a decent therapist anywhere. I mean, because if you find somebody that cuts your hair good or you, hey, that was a good massage, man. That was great. Thank you. That was wonderful. You know what? I'm coming back. They all suck, these massage therapists.
Phrasing.
Well, yeah. I didn't mean it that way. Boy, he can't find. Is there a decent?
I like that Dell has to remind us.
Listen,
we
go from Atlanta to L.A. We can't find one anywhere.
Another state, I can't find a decent masseuse, licensed or otherwise.
What the hell?
I thought one of these Instagram masseuses would be exactly what I would get the knots out.
Terrible.
Like, how about the one with the look? There's nothing we can. This is just real talk. I mean, you know, we can try to. Well, until further burden of proof continues to be put forth onto this case, there's only so much we can do. That sometime we're just going to have to like, okay, dude, like seriously, thousands of massage. This can't be about a massage. None of them we've heard are men, which, by the way, at my place over there by the in the Galleria, a lot of times it is. You're just going to catch the elbow. You catch the elbow, whatever it is.
We ain't just catching
the
elbow.
But how about
I mean,
the idea
unless
of,
that's a new move I don't know about.
Well, no, like this, the forearm smash on.
No.
Yeah, it hurts.
From what we've been told or what's been alleged, Sean ain't looking for an elbow in places.
The deep tissue massage is not a pleasurable thing at all.
He's looking for Swedish. Hands.
Yeah, he tried to tell you, I need the Swedish. He knows all the terminology, apparently. Like, I'm looking for that Swedish. Like, well, what about deep tissue? How do you like your pressure? Deep. I'm always like, deep. And it's like a UFC fight.
And, it appears, man, he's got real groin problems because that's the only place he needs to have a massage.
Well, the buttocks as well.
Yeah, the buttocks too. Don't get me wrong.
And inner glutes.
Now, that's important too. Okay, he's got some real issues.
Allegedly, inner glutes.
We all know this is where you start to side with like those evangelistic people who are like, you know what, porn is ruling the country. You know where this all came from, right? Deshaun grew up during the Brazzers era. And this dude has watched so much. If we could search through
Julia's
his account,
standing right
look,
next
sorry,
to you, Del.
You want real talk, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, Julia. I don't want you to don't look up Brazzers,
Julia.
Get it.
Look,
is a phone ringing somewhere?
Can't you sit at Esme's desk? It's way up there. Go sit up
so
there.
Uncomfortable.
We know the deal. If we
this
go,
is what happened.
If
like,
we went
I
through
Deshaun's
search history, I don't know if he ever signed up because you get it for free. But I'm sure this dude has watched so much massage porn that this is where this came from.
It must be.
Well, I mean, because it always ends up going in a good direction.
Good Lord.
In those movies,
in those movies, like, okay. And Jesus. Then like, yeah, and before you know it, yeah, you might be right. That actually may be viable.
I'm not joking.
I don't know
I
that I want
to
see
the
search history about massage, you know.
Like, Deshaun is, what, 25 or so? That's how old he is, I think.
Yeah, it's four. That's 4 years in the league.
Site
yeah,
that you just
four, 26.
Now.
I'm just look. I could have given the specific site names.
No one's spitting
I just gave the
yeah.
The,
he asked for some spitting too.
Yeah, this dude.
Did he? Yeah, he did. Yeah,
this
one of them.
I get my Deshaun cases.
Yeah,
mixed
he's
up
now.
He grew up on this, watching this.
Yeah,
and this is what it turns into. This is what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he did. He asked for that.
You know what?
Maybe Dell's onto something here.
Dell may be onto
something.
This feels viable.
Hey, can the plaintiffs ask for his computer, his history?
You probably have to go back to high school because this is probably where it kicked off. But you know this is a guy who's watched enough of this to go, you know what? I know I got a chance to
and he wouldn't
to
be
work
the
some
only,
of this stuff
And by
out.
The way, Deshaun, if this is his fetish, which it appears to be, he's that's lots. There's a whole.
Oh, no. Like, do you know how many massage parlors there are in this city?
Yeah, I mean,
alone.
There's a doctor. And by the way, the other argument's going to be to legalize sex workers so you can monitor any kind of, so you don't have people trafficking and all that stuff if you legalize that. It's just, well, even Mike Florio said, and Mike has been on Team Rapunzel, but even Mike Florio is like, yeah, this is, even this, because Mike's a lawyer by trade.
Well, he said, initially he said, a bunch of people said, because he's a lawyer, they asked him, what would you do to defend Deshaun? And he said, first thing I'd do is get a polygraph. And I don't know that Deshaun wants to do that. I don't know. I'm not sure Deshaun wants to do that. I'm not sure Rusty wants him to do that, if you want to know the truth.
So, yeah, Florio.
If he doesn't pass that, like, how can you?
Yeah, Florio said, I would want the polygraph to make sure I'm defending a person I want to defend.
Yeah. Well, but you can't do that as a lawyer, though. I mean, you have to, the guilty, well, you know, people,
you can pick and choose.
You have a right. Everyone has a right to a defense.
Very true. But you also have the right not to defend someone if you
don't
want
to. That's true. But, well, if you're going to be holier than thou, what about the cash that Rusty's making here?
That's okay. One thing. And all Foyle's right. Talking from a different position where he doesn't have to do that
anymore.
Here's the problem.
Anymore. You open the door.
I'm going to tell you this. Rusty ain't cheap, boys. A buddy of mine went to him to try and see if he would. He was like, oh, no, thanks. Bye.
So, if Deshaun would have settled early on quietly, then the argument could have been these, because the fear might be that Deshaun knew that there was going to be a bunch of these potentially if he is guilty of this. And he would say, well, if I settle now,
what about all the other? What about the other 30?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to settle, and then we're going to have people coming out of the woodwork.
Well, not only that, I'm going to settle with her. And
but you could have said,
the one that offered to settle said indefinitely she would. What do you mean? Indefinitely. So next time you need money, you're going to come back for more?
Wait, what do you mean?
She asked him for $30,000.
Yeah.
And said, I will stay quiet indefinitely. No. If I give you $30,000, you're going to stay quiet forever.
He said, that's what she meant. That's what indefinitely means.
Well, indefinitely means at some point I may come back for more.
I don't think she meant it that way. Well, if she meant it that way, anybody who got money would have to be put on an NDA.
Well, right. But do you know what an NDA is worth? You're gonna try to bleed her for $30,000 in a year?
This is a nightmare. Like, I know the idea is just settle with, and I think the same thing. But then I, it's troubling because it basically turns into a cash. It turns into a class action lawsuit is what we're basically talking about here. How many people are you settling with for how much? And then, who's to say more stuff doesn't just keep popping up on you?
Well, and forget the criminal that is possible here. How much is it? If he loses, not only has he got to pay Rusty, how much is he going to have to pay these women?
And here's a very real thing too. And once again, this is all this is right now the supposition. And we'll do the other side of this. This is the supposition that if some of these are accurate, it would be damning. It would be damning.
Well, especially the ones where he forced oral.
Right, right. So it would. Yeah, that's going to cost a lot. Rusty's going to cost a lot, and he cannot. At some point, and you know, they say he flies private, and there's a lot of money being spent right now. All those pictures, all the Lamborghinis. This is going to be something where he really cannot afford to just sit out. I know everyone keeps acting like he can just sit out.
No.
He can just sit out. I'm telling you now. He could, but I don't think he would want to. And then you're going to have an unhappy quarterback, an unhappy fan base.
How many guys have we seen that have had legal trouble, marital problems, whatever the case may be, behind the scenes that don't play well anymore? For that time. Look at Jose Altuve last year. He had, you know, deaths in his family and everything else. I mean, he had all the issues with everything that was going on with the scandal.
Jeff Bagwell
behind the scenes when he was getting his first divorce. It was
terrible.
It was awful.
He was terrible.
I mean, how is Deshaun going to play through this?
Well, he's not married, which is why he has a girlfriend.
No, but these legal problems are hanging over his...
He's a person who is not... This is not a video game. These are going to be weighing on him. His reputation means a ton.
Yep.
I've been told, like, it's everything for him. So we've got some stuff to get to. You guys are welcome to come in. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you want to comment on anything we just talked about, just jump on in here. So here's the thing. With TGS Insurance, a lot of people, you know what? I'll do it right now. With TGS Insurance, you know, a lot of people have been talking about the fact that how do I save money in these times with, it's still very difficult financial times for many people out there. Many of us have taken pay cuts or still on pay cuts. That's just, it's become your new normal. And you're trying to make cuts here and there and find ways to save money. I know my family has done it. And if you are someone looking to find money, some found money, how about your homeowner's insurance? You can get A-rated insurance from TGS Insurance by texting the word money to 232323. They text you back to ask for your address. You send it within 15 seconds. The entire process, by the way, is finished. You have a firm quote, and you can compare that against what you're paying, and they can even get you signed up the same day, today, and even get your money back if you have prepaid. Make sure that you text the word money to 232323.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 720-713-780, 3776, 713-780-3776 if you want to get. And we got people already in here, so Steven's been waiting. He wanted to get in on this Deshaun conversation. Let's get him in here. Hey, Steven.
Hey guys, love the show, man.
Thank you.
Hey John, I need you to do something. I need you to pull some of your some strings over at HBO and get the Texans on Hard Knocks this season.
Oh gosh, the Texans also, on Hard Knocks.
Liev Schreiber.
Oh my god.
In the offseason, Deshaun Watson gets lots of massages because he has issues with his buttocks and his groin.
I don't need Liev Schreiber.
We'll see if Deshaun's buttocks and groin have been fixed by all of these massages that he seems to get. Oh my goodness! There's no. First of all, we wouldn't know. It would be a good way to meet some of the guys that all of this team that we have no idea who they are. Can next year is really that? That's not a bad idea, Steven, so that we actually have an idea of who some of these players are coming up this year. We're not going to recognize more than half of this team. When we see them, except we can't do it with Deshaun. There's no Hard Knocks coming. What else?
Also, I mean, I keep hearing without a doubt Deshaun's going to get some punishment, whether it's criminal or from the NFL. But it wasn't Robert Kraft also involved in a massage scandal. I would want to compare those two instead of, I keep hearing the comparison to Ezekiel Elliott, that type of punishment, but. I think apples to apples, it's Robert Kraft and Deshaun Watson.
No.
I ain't gonna listen, guys.
Yeah, the Patriots would be a perfect spot. I mean, for Deshaun, they need a quarterback.
What? And it's a little bit on the nose, isn't it?
Robert Kraft needs a buddy to go to a massage parlor. I mean, that would match made in. I don't want to say in heaven.
I heard someone make the comparison about Deshaun and Kraft again. I think it was 2 days ago. The problem you have there is I know you want to, but you really can't because one was raiding a facility and the facility got in trouble for prostitution. The other one is alleged unwarranted. The other one is alleged unwarranted attention and sexual groping and misconduct and things like that. They're actually very different. They're actually very different things in terms of how this is going to be viewed, looked at. One was potentially going to be a criminal. And you remember Robert Kraft got dragged up and down about being part of, like, people were throwing him out there with, oh, he's a part of a ring of trafficking. And this is, you know, he's part of trafficking. This is, that's what I'm worried this is going to be. Yeah, people were making guesses about him.
The FBI was feeding that, which they were admonished for.
Yeah.
The FBI was feeding that to the media.
You can't. And I stayed off of that stuff because that's like serious. My first guess was this is a guy going who's older, going someplace that he's whatever. Probably what Deshaun could have been doing quietly. But instead, what it turned into is people tried to throw the trafficking at him. Oh, That's a well, serious, no. Serious.
You know why? It's because cause. The FBI fed them.
Yeah, but it was all incorrect. That. Why would
right.
they do that?
Because they wanted Jets to fans? Make it more salacious. They wanted it to be a bigger case than it was.
Oh, but just general people were, too. Not even FBI. General well, people they, were they, making
honestly,
those
honestly,
guesses.
Lance, they heard you go back and look at it. They heard it from the FBI. The media
no,
did.
The general.
But then, well, they, but then I didn't the hear public from, picked it up.
I didn't hear it from the media. People were making their own case. No. Almost immediately, anytime you hear about sex workers, it's all human trafficking. Like there's no one does that for a living. It's all trafficking. And this did not have the earmarkings of this. This never came out. He was a client. There were people like saying, you know, we got to wait and see what happens here, but there's a chance he could be a ringleader of human trafficking. Like what? That's not something you want to guess on, kids.
No. Gary is here. Let's get Gary in here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, to piggyback off of what you guys were saying, so I'm not saying this about these particular women, but it's a well-known fact on Instagram and especially ladies flying out from different places that a lot of those people are not quote-unquote masseuses. Obviously, I cannot say that specifically about the ones that Deshaun Watson is involved with, but it's a 100% fact that that's just kind of a cover for the same stuff that Robert Kraft was doing. It just happens to be on the internet.
Correct.
That's my first point. Second point, obviously the forced oral sex is a pretty serious thing, even though it kind of seems like one of the worst things, the worst ideas I could think, to have a woman do that when she doesn't want to. So it's not surprising that that's the woman that they, you know, actually identify with Rusty Harden's statement yesterday. And also this last complaint, if you read it, like, the headline is that the woman pulled out mace on Deshaun Watson, but if you actually read the thing, she pulled out the mace before the massage. So you pull out mace because you're so-called spooked by this guy, but then after, you go into a room and give him a massage while he's naked and then somehow claim that there's some type of misconduct. So I'm not defending Deshaun. I wasn't in the room. I don't know what happened. But a lot of these things seem like they're pretty trumped up. And when these names get revealed, Deshaun's lawyer is going to have a field day. That's what it seems like. That's what I got.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure Rusty will. I mean, as soon as he gets the names, because he's a little PO'd right now, and I don't know, rightfully. So we'll see. We'll ask Terry Yates when Tony Busby's got to come up with the names of the Jane Does so that the defense can certainly look into their past and investigate this thing fully. But yeah, Rusty's going to, man, he's going to have a team on this thing that is going to break down every single thing that all of these women who have accused him have done.
Yeah, Tony Busby had a retort about that saying, well, we've given you the dates. You know, I'm sure there's evidence of when Deshaun booked these women. You can find them if you really so choose. That's what his response was. You can find them.
Yeah.
The dates are there. You can find when he made those appointments.
Yeah.
And you will know who we're talking
about.
Yeah,
right. The dates are, yeah, right. You're absolutely right. Here was the headline, Lance, on February 22nd, 2019. How Robert Kraft's sex trafficking ring worked, according to police. Robert Kraft was charged Friday with soliciting prostitution as part of a takedown of a large sex trafficking ring in Florida. The police were feeding the media this.
Who wrote that?
This is businessinsinsider.com.
They should have been sued.
That's right. They should have been.
Maybe they are.
But the police should have been sued.
No.
For feeding them that information.
Doesn't matter. They should be. That's
yeah, you
slanderous.
Can't print it. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
That's
727 ESPN.
No, but people were already making that. They didn't need anything like that. As soon as he got busted, that was immediately the first thing that the people saw. I saw it on timeline. I saw it on Twitter. No one had even, just people were saying, human trafficking, because sex workers are always just there's a huge amount of belief that it's all trafficking when I don't think that's what it is.
Well, no, but when the police are feeding it to the media,
well, that's
now
how
it just
media. Yeah. I'm talking about that's when media maybe started saying that. I didn't actually see it full scale in the media though. I saw a couple people guess on it because that got shot down pretty quick.
Well, it did, but it was after the police had to say, the prosecutor, there's another story. Prosecutor says no evidence of sex trafficking. So let's stop this right here and now. All right, 728 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
We're not doing your LSU fan jokes.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that,
this is,
Reggie?
This is important, though. Art asked this question. One thing that has yet to be answered in this DW4 mess is what Rusty Harden's parents do for a living. I need that info to make my decision. That is true. Yeah, we know Busby's dad was. His mom was a bus driver.
That's not what decides.
But that decides the case.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what your parents do for a living?
No, it's not. Reginald brings up the information about the one lady's quote unquote business manager. When informed what he and his client were doing was extortion, he said, "No, it's blackmail." So one of the things that was put out there is that one of the women, one of the masseuse, by the way, what Gary said is accurate. There are people on Instagram who do things. There's no question about that. That's not even up for debate. That's a real thing. And there's an entire subculture I guess it would be, I don't know if it would be considered sex work, but I mean, well, escort services is sex work. So,
yeah,
there's a whole, to think that wouldn't travel from, that it wouldn't move from Craigslist over to Instagram is where you have your own direct messages and your own page of pictures is absolutely preposterous. Why would you not think that? That's a natural course of action. That doesn't mean any of the women involved with Deshaun, and Gary was very careful to say that. But to say that is out there, yes, it is. And to say that there was somebody involved in trying to extort Deshaun Watson, that I expected this. This was 100% what I expected to hear at some point. It's one of the reasons I think that the money line on Rusty Harden is worth a shot, because he is going to find this with, my guess is, more than one person. And the question is going to be, can he cause anything to crumble by proving that you have some shady people? There's no way that Tony Busby's entire list of complainants are going to be all squeaky clean. Rusty's going to go find the dirt, and some of them may be directly involved in shady dealings as it pertains to Deshaun Watson here. Now, that doesn't eliminate valid, real things going on with Deshaun, potentially. So that's going to be the question. Is Rusty's going to be able to show some concerns about credibility with some of the complaints here? I think if you have a business manager, you're going to be able to make some arguments about this, and you're going to be able to find some. I guarantee you, everybody who's involved in this, private, all of their Instagram pages and everything are private. But it will be interesting to see if Deshaun has hung on to anything. You know, erase everything, or did he hang on to direct messages?
Oh, I'm throwing that phone in the river.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't find it.
No, he's going Tom Brady on this one.
But if he had something where he could prove somebody was blackmailing him?
Oh, yeah, but then you got all the other ones where you're trying to make appointments, too.
Well, but
you don't know.
You could always just say, I delete my messages, but if you hung on to that one.
Oh, yeah.
But my guess
all the other ones I deleted.
My guess is he might have deleted everything, but he also is, you know, from what we are, at least what we've been told, he hasn't exactly treated this like a savvy guy maneuvering around the pitfalls of these issues.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe this. Chance sent me this. He sent me a newspaper clipping. Here's the headline: No Italians Allowed. On May 28th, 1888, council passed a resolution to the effect that parties receiving the contract for paving East Washington Street shall bind themselves not to employ any Italian labor. What the? In 1888, this kind of discrimination existed? I mean, are you kidding me?
I think you'll find historically that this country has...
I thought we were woke then.
No. The Irish, the Italian. I don't even know who it was. Was it just all formerly British descendants who were going after everybody?
Can't we?
Asian, black, Italians, Irish, the immigrants were catching everything, but everyone was an immigrant.
Wow. We're that descendants. Is terrible.
It must have just been all the directly from England who thought they were the hoity-toity ones.
Yeah, no, 1888, it's still the My Italians people getting are here. Being discriminated against in this day and
You're
age.
You're still worried? This is still a thing for you?
Yeah.
The Italians?
Being discriminated against.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? What the? I mean, honestly.
Are you going to start a foundation?
Yeah. Italians, okay. A poor the Italians Italian don't in 1888
club. You already ripped up a letter from them saying that they don't want you using Italian slurs on the air. You ripped it up on the air.
I'm gonna
and
call
threw it in the trash. They don't want you having any special dinners or golf. I know, we already know it'd be a golf event.
Well, we have to have a golf tournament.
You'd have an Italian golf tournament.
Italians. We need to save the Italians. Because
from
I'm
what?
Not sure. We have to find out whether or not this is still on the books. There was a resolution passed in 1888. Are Italians working on East Washington? We need to find out.
Where's East Washington Street?
East Washington. You've never seen Washington Street in Houston?
You think this is in Houston?
Yeah, this is about Houston. I mean, this is awful. Well, I have to find out. I mean, because we can't have this kind of discrimination.
I don't think in 1888 Houston had East Washington Street.
Okay, yes.
I don't think there was that
there
area
was east
in 1888.
And west. It was two blocks.
It was Galveston.
It was
Houston
two
was
blocks.
Barely even like, they're like, oh, that little piddly-ass Houston? No. All the G's are right here in Galveston. Galveston was the jam back in the 1800s. No. It was a port city.
There was East Until and West that, Washington. It was two blocks long. So what did you?
You don't know.
He's just making stuff up.
Yeah. So what did you think of Alabama's pro day yesterday?
Not surprising. Najee Harris didn't work out. Not a surprise at all. He would have run in a 4.7s. He's not going ahead. Etienne is going to be drafted. He's the first running back. That is the easiest money. They've got like the over-under I saw was Etienne was 33.5 over-under, and Najee Harris was 24.5. Now, except for the whole Miami Dolphins, but I think the Miami Dolphins would say, Etienne is the better prospect. But regardless, Mac Jones was fine with his work. He actually worked out pretty good. We will see him throw in a few days, and I expect that to be good. Mac Jones actually worked out a little better than I expected. Wasn't expecting much, by the way. And then no Devontae Smith, there was a whole lot of nothing. But Pat Surtain was because a lot of guys didn't work out, but Pat Surtain was a guy that ran faster than people expected. I heard he was going to run fast. You know, in NFL circles, they said, oh, he's probably a 4.5 40. I've been hearing he was going to run really fast. And a 4.42, he was 209 pounds or 208 pounds, either 208 or 209. That guy was over 6 feet, over 200 pounds, ran a 4.42 unofficial, and had a vertical leap of, I want to say, 37 inches, which Bama guys, for whatever reason, do not have explosive leaps for some reason. And it was a really good, strong workout for him. I just tell you this, I feel better about that under 10.5 on Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
Patrick Surtain. Yeah.
Well, at 10,
Cowboys are
And Caleb Farley's hurt too, right? So he's certainly going before him.
Well, but it's where he goes. Oh, no, he's cornerback one. It's not even close on tape. He's definitely cornerback one. In fact,
some places
to me, J.C. Horn, I think, has better tape than Caleb Farley. Caleb Farley's tape is, I don't know. I'm not on board with the Caleb Farley train like a lot of people are. I like J.C. Horn better. From South Carolina. But Surtain to me is, I've got him as the fourth or fifth best player in this draft. Fifth. I think he's really talented. I think he's going to be a good NFL player. I think he can play corner or safety, and he'll be a future Pro Bowler. That's what I think of him. So that was his pro day. So I thought that was a pro day time to Kyle Pitran. That was just somebody it not official, it was just somebody on Instagram posting it, and it said 4.46. But we don't know what his actual time is. So we'll find out what Kyle Pitts, when they have their workout. I expect Kadarius Toney to run well. Kyle Pitts, I think, will be right around the 4.5 to upper 4.4 mark. he'll be somewhere between 4-4, I think 4-4-8 and 4-5-1. And then Marco Wilson will probably work out. I'm mentioning guys a lot of people don't care about. His tape is terrible.
Are you allowed to mention Marco Wilson? Because
I think I'm supposed to keep the Wilson family name out of my
mouth. Ooh, is that clapback?
That's Quincy's brother.
Quincy's brother?
And his father, Chad, will have some words for you, too.
Oh, yeah, he had words for you before.
Who?
But didn't he?
That was before he got, yeah, that's before the Colts cut him. Yeah.
Yeah, but he.
Oh, no. They brought me. No, Rex Hogan went and got Quincy and brought him up to the office. Like, Quincy, look who it is. That's what a bunch of bullies they are. I said, come on, Quincy. I said, I got my iPad right here. Let's take a look at what I said that wasn't true. He's like, man, I was just messing around. You weren't messing around. You were teased out of the league. And now teased Tabor up out of the league. If y'all want to come at me, and I've already got one. No, not yet. Tariq Thompson, this safety from San Diego State, who I actually like. I think he had a little bit of a frisky little move, but we'll see who this year. Max Crosby came after me last year, and then he had kind of a garbage year. So, I'm saying, if you want to jinx yourself, come after me. Look at Matt Judon.
Everybody's
it hasn't
out of
worked
league.
Out for him.
What?
Well, other than that,
that giant deal he just got.
$50 million deal he got.
Yeah, but he's the exception to the rule. Marcus Golden came after me. What happened? Torn ACL.
Ooh.
Well, you think
you don't dab on a torn ACL.
I don't dab on that. I dab on.
Yeah, no, you dab.
I'm dabbing on people who are getting jinxed by trying to come after me about my draft.
You're
right
celebrating
now.
Misfortune.
Tabor, out of the league.
You're celebrating the misfortune of these guys.
Yeah. Quincy Wilson, out of the Colts, out of the Jets.
He's with the Giants now.
I know. He's on his third team. Moving the safety already, like I told you on the draft profile. You can extend his career. Y'all need to start listening.
He likes others' misfortune.
Well,
out of the league.
Don't come at me.
He's a trash person.
Don't come at me.
We were talking before the show. Jinx. Where does Isaiah Wilson end up, Del? Your guy.
He's out of the league.
That's your guy.
That's your guy.
He's a Dolphin.
No, he's not.
He was.
No,
he had a wonderful long career with him.
So here's the thing with Isaiah Wilson. This is a guy who was drafted in the first round. He had a lot of talent, but he was very, like, the tape was a little spotty, but he's a freak show. Big, athletic, all that stuff. So anyway, he was known to have some character red flags and definitely some major maturity issues. Tennessee said, we don't care. We need a right tackle, and we're taking a chance on him. He played before he even got to a practice. He had already been caught at a party where he considered jumping off the house to try to get away from the police so they wouldn't catch him. He was at a college party. He had a DUI, and he had another thing with being at a – and this is in the height of COVID, and he's out at a party. And so he was suspended by the team multiple times. He ended up playing four plays for them, I think, four snaps. Is that true?
Three of them were kneel-down situations.
Yeah, three of them kneel-downs. This is your rookie first-rounder. They let him go, or they traded him to the Dolphins. The Dolphins gave up like a seventh.
They swapped seventh-round picks.
So it was really nothing. That's the value this guy had. They swapped seventh-round picks. On the onboarding, which is when you go to your job and HR needs to get all your information so they know where to send your paycheck and all that stuff, and here's insurance, and here's how we do this. He was 2 to 3 hours late for that with the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Then he had agreed, okay, if we bring you in, we're going to have workouts, mandatory workouts that you need to be at here. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, Brian Flores knows him. They're both from Brooklyn.
And he said he was going to show up for him.
They both went to the same high school. Now, obviously, years apart, but high school.
I guess Brian Flores said, I've got him. I'll take care of him. I'll be his guy. You know what he did when he was supposed to be at these workouts? He was busy Instagramming himself, putting it on his Instagram story. He was standing on top of a car. This girl was booty dancing, and he had his shirt off and jeans going.
It's awesome. It's so awesome.
And then he's got another picture where he's vaping with this girl next to him.
And riding in a car singing.
And the Dolphin said, hey, guys, I need y'all to see something. I need y'all to see something on this. Wasn't he supposed to be working out right now? So the Dolphin's like, yeah, we're done. That guy's never getting another chance. Now, will he play in the XFL?
I don't know. He's a big dude that's got talent.
I know.
You better get used to it.
You better get used to saying Isaiah Wilson.
I don't think he's a roughneck. That's all we do is quality people. Maybe, you know who
could end up? Is he roughneck worthy?
You know what?
Is he roughneck worthy?
PJ ain't here anymore. Maybe Deshaun. Maybe we'll pick up Deshaun.
Is Deshaun roughneck worthy?
I don't think he's roughneck worthy, but you know what? We could take a chance on him. I think we might take a chance on Deshaun.
Well,
we'll see. 744 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios, the best in the business. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and you will see for yourself what I'm talking about. I'm trying to see if Mayo. Oh, yeah, there it is. Go to TCPLance.com. Go to TCPLance.com and go see what my backyard. You know, you always hear me talking about my patio. Go to TCPLance.com, go on the site, and go look at my before and after. You'll see my janky-looking, it's not a patio, it's just an outdoor thing with the cracked outdoor. I had never done anything to it, but I knew that there was a good space here. I was like, I know there's a good space, I just don't know what can be done here. And Stephen Shell looked at it and goes, oh, okay, we can pitch the roof, we can match it to the aluminum roof that you have. We'll match that, and he knew exactly what he was going to do. He drew it in CAD and showed it to me, and I was like, wow, if you do this, that would be incredible. Well, they did this. So make sure that you check it out online at tcplance.com, and you can see how they can turn your backyard into an oasis. It's texascustompatios.com.
Up next,
we're
going ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell's so bougie now. A new dining room table.
Look at me. I'm going to have people come over to my house.
And when are the candelabras show up?
Bush, and we'll have
different
courses of different egg custards.
I'll have to leave early today for the dining table.
John's not talking about candelabras. I know you're not talking about it.
I'm not
even going to leave. It's just stupid. Like, just give me the window of 11:45 to 2. Like, no, sorry. Our window's 11:30 to 2 o'clock. You can't push it back potentially 15 minutes just so I know I'm going to be there on time. Dicks.
Whoa!
God, you can't say that!
Whoa. Yes, you can.
And what company is it that you want?
Yes, you can.
Are you allowed to say that with my daughter in the car headed to school?
I'm not going
to
do that. I just called them what I called them. I'm not going to do that now.
Give me the company. They're a bunch of D's.
No, you can call them that. You just can't.
D-weeds.
You can't talk about Deshaun.
Is that the company? It's the delivery company.
Oh, you can't say that what Deshaun does.
Yeah, but you can reference someone and call him that.
He's a serial D-shower.
But you would, but for years, you would continue to bleep me out for saying.
Well, you would say the C word.
Whoa.
No, I didn't.
Like Matt Kuchar, but you would say that C word.
How in the world? Yeah, and AJ already said I could say Coochie.
Whoa.
AJ said it. AJ said I could say it.
I'm not going to dump him now.
And you just said the D word, which is way worse.
No, it's not, because I wasn't referencing a sexual act. It's like
I'm not either.
You are. Cardi B and her C word. You would say that.
Can we stop saying that?
Cardi I didn't B's say that. That's what he would say. Okay. I'm explaining the difference.
This
show is terrible.
Her Cardi. I don't need to talk about her Cardi anymore.
Well, he'll point at it, his Cardi at some point.
Lucille's is coming today. How about that? Little food. We're going to tell you about a golf tournament that you can be in. Lucille's, and they're going to bring us food. Everybody loves when people bring us food.
Are you going to, you know, castrate them if they don't bring you the right food?
No. Lucille's is awesome. Thank you, Lucille's. We love you.
There it is.
Yep. Bring fries. No, we don't castrate anybody. Can we stop saying stuff like that with Deshaun in the news?
I didn't say Deshaun.
Okay.
I didn't bring up Deshaun.
You know how uncomfortable Deshaun gets when he talks about castration?
Talk about the Rockets on a one-game win streak?
It's not a streak if it's one game. That's not how it works.
You can't streak without a start.
That's true, but one is not a streak.
No, it's one in a row.
A row implies that there's more than one. It can't be one in a row.
Yeah.
It's a building block.
Yeah, it is a building block. And it's actually got me scared about playoff implications.
Well, I mean, you better hope maybe they make a multi-team trade, get a lot of guys out of here before their next game. So at least against Minnesota, they don't have a full roster. Like, hey, how many guys can they trade between now and the game?
I was listening to Charlie. I mean, one of his first things he said, so anybody who's talking about playoffs now with the Rockets because they won one game, it's ridiculous. I was like,
who are you arguing against?
Is he referencing you?
Hey, he's straw about, man. He's talking about John.
He might have been talking about me. I was like, got to watch now because they're in only nine games out.
No, Charlie, don't take anything easy.
Who else would have said it?
Who else would have said it besides John?
Playoffs?
That's the ultimate straw man argument.
I mean, no, I was making a... I was just speculating that there's a possibility now. But Charlie broke it down. Well, if the Rockets now go 18-12, then the Dallas has to... Oh, I was like, really?
No.
They have to go 0-1. What? No. No, Charlie.
We don't have to do that.
You put that out in the ether and he had to respond.
Yeah, no, we don't have to do that.
Okay. So, anyway, the Rockets really don't have much of a chance. I don't think, anyway. I'm just hoping they don't blow this whole... in the top four deal.
Well, it's not even really up to them. They can do their part, but...
Well, they have to do their part, though.
And even the bouncing of the ball could, like, knock them out. And they could do everything they could to be top four and still could get screwed over.
Yeah. No. They absolutely could. There's only a 52% chance that they finish in the top four. So, you know what? Yes, absolutely. It's a coin flip whether or not they still finish in the top four. So, but it gives them the best opportunity. If they finish fourth in the standings, that's a lesser opportunity. So, if they finish fifth in the standings, God forbid, that's even less of an opportunity.
Orlando's trying to dismantle their team, which is the team who's pushing the Rockets for that top four spot. Yeah. Evan Fournier's told them he's not re-signing, so they might be dealing him. We know Aaron Gordon's on the block. So, they could get much worse than they already are,
even though
it's very difficult to believe.
No, this is a terrible time right now, though. With LaMelo out, you've got you got Charlotte tonight, and then you've got two at Minnesota. This is a horrific time to be a Houston Rocket fan because they could end up winning these games.
1-2 might take a miracle. I mean, the way they played last game?
Yeah.
Against Toronto?
No, they actually look like a basketball team.
Toronto is terrible. And have been playing
John Wall
terribly.
Shot 30 times and made like 8. Yeah, and they won by double digits.
That's how bad Toronto is.
John Wall, veteran move, trying to help you get to the top spot. And he's like, what are y'all doing? Well, them guys don't care.
8-30. I'm going to watch this. This is how you do it. So,
John Wall, man, what a waste of the rest of his career.
So funny. He did a spin move layup, and everyone was like, vintage. Like the highlight was
vintage John Wall.
And I was like, you know, that was only one of his... makes out of 30 attempts. He missed 22 shots.
But remember, people were doing that with Derrick Rose too. And then Derrick actually had
Derrick Rose actually playing pretty
well. How much did he hit? Like, what, 53 or whatever? Something crazy. And the whole team, people were crying on the sidelines. Derrick Rose had so much love with fans and with the league because he was not a polarizing figure at all. He was just you felt for him. He was a super athletic player whose athleticism, some of it was taken from him. Through no fault of his own, just through injury. I mean, it's a guy who was an MVP. And then all of a sudden when Derrick had that big game, you had guys literally, Derrick was breaking down, sobbing. Like, you think about that. He used to be here, and then all of a sudden before you knew it, he was down here.
Now he's a competent backup spot starter. And he's getting...
We're talking about first pick of the draft MVP, though.
True. At least he's not Michael Beasley. Yeah. Derek, and he's battling COVID. He said, I've never felt anything like that before. So he got hit really hard with it. He hasn't played since February 28th because COVID kind of wrecked him. So
I've been waiting for that to happen to athletes. COVID has wrecked a lot of people, but you don't hear about it with a lot of athletes. Like the mainstream athletes, you don't hear about it, but there's one right there for you. Like a whole month of being out, and he probably had something that was obviously respiratory inspired, and that's why he is having a hard time with it.
Well, Jason Tatum is another one of those guys. He's playing, but he said he still doesn't feel right. And he hasn't been inflicted with COVID for a while. He just says he can't breathe the same.
My dad is not young, obviously. He's in his 70s, but he had it. It was pretty rough for him. A lot of brain fog, pretty rough. His breathing was a little – the coughing caused him to have breathing issues. But then he was done with it, and – 2 weeks after that, he went out to to Phoenix to go work out some offensive linemen. He said, man, he said, I had to sit, like the first day he had to sit in a chair. He said, I thought I was fine. And he said, COVID was kicking his ass just out there doing very basic minor stuff, showing guys where to put their hands and thing. He just said he was completely wiped out. Just really a hard time. Also the brain fog, I could tell he didn't sound himself for at least a couple weeks, and then he eventually did sound like himself. But I know there's a lot of people who have had issues. Our friend Christina.
Yeah.
Pink Valkyrie, she now has asthma.
Yeah.
She didn't really have it before, but now she takes medicine.
After COVID, it took me about 3 weeks or so to play good golf.
Here comes, I knew this was coming.
No, I'm serious.
I knew Candelabra over here was about to.
No. I really struggled playing golf for about 3 weeks. And then finally, yeah, started hitting the ball well.
Playing well or just even playing?
No, I played right away. I mean, I was still, I mean, that.
Your scores just weren't where you wanted.
No, they weren't anywhere close. Yeah. My
you know, the pandemic, he's been unaffected by the pandemic.
What are you talking about?
Other than pay cut.
Other than what?
Other than pay cut.
Okay.
But the pandemic, he was driving around and goes, you know, this has been an amazing time with me and my family. We're out there doing lots riding of
bikes.
Stuff.
Remember they were riding bikes in the park?
No fear, no.
We rode bikes. Well, no, we did that. But here, the thing that the traffic, it was awesome. I got up north because we were playing up north a lot, and I got up there in 30 minutes. Now it's a 45 minute drive. It sucks.
You know, the main one of there are many differences between me and John, thankfully. But the biggest one is like, Dill, how's the pandemic treating you? You know what? I don't come out and say, well, everything's pretty much great because the same way I lived before. John's like, you know what, man, that lack of traffic because all those people without their jobs. It's really good for me. And now that maybe some people are going back to work, it sucks.
No, people were working from home, and that was a good place. Mm-hmm. That was a good place for everybody to work from.
Particularly you, because it shortened your drive time.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't have to go back. Even from home, it was easy to get to the course.
And speaking of that, you look like you're dressed for the course today.
Yeah, well.
You have
I'm not supposed to play golf?
I didn't say that. I just have some questions. Is it a course you are allowed to name? Because sometimes you can't even talk about the course to.
Carlton Woods.
Okay, you can name that course.
Okay, yeah, name that course. It's Carlton Woods. I can name it in two words, Carlton Woods.
No, but there are other courses where they don't like you talking about them. They're like, hey, don't talk that you're coming to play here. Isn't that the case?
Oh, yeah, too? There is one that doesn't want you talking about them. They don't want any advertisement whatsoever. So, no, not that one.
Because they don't want the unwashed masses thinking they can play there?
No, they just don't. They don't want any advertising. They don't want any. They don't want any advertisement, nothing. They don't need it.
Is that the course where Tony Busby and Kyle McNair met to get the scheme together?
They did not meet anywhere.
In one of those courses that no one knows anything about, they met and were like, you know what? Let's screw our star quarterback over.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. No, the pandemic has been terrible. So let's get that straight. Not for you, because it hasn't affected you in any way, shape, or form. But wasn't it better when nobody was working and you had to drive in here?
I'm not saying that.
Weren't you? Wasn't it?
You know what I'm not going to say?
When no one was on 45.
Still has the right filter in place.
Hey, you guys, you know, when you guys all lost your jobs, that was great for me. No.
Remember when unemployment was approaching 20%? Wasn't that great?
That was perfect.
No, it wasn't perfect. I didn't say that. I didn't say anything of the sort.
It was better for you,
though. What I'm saying is, right now, you need to get to Chastang Ford because it is Ford Truck Month. That's all my peeps over at Chastang Ford, and I love them, and you will love them too. You're going to love everything about Patrick and Allie and Justin and all the great people. Tony, everybody over there at Chastang Ford are just the nicest people, and they're going to put you in that Ford car or truck, and it is going to be perfect for you. If you're in the market for the classic F-Series truck or a work-ready Super Duty, Chastang Ford has the truck you need at the price you want. No hidden fees. That's the key, okay? Because when it's said and done, there's another at the other dealerships, there's another $3,000 added onto this thing. And you're like, what the heck? That's not the price that we agreed to. They're going to find out the price that you need to be at, and they're going to get you there. And then they're not going to add anything else on. Now, if you want the other things, if you say, well, I have to have a bed liner, or I have to have the sunroof, or I have to have the leather, whatever the case, then that's what you have to have, and that's part of the deal. So they're going to find out exactly where you need to be and what you can do, and they will customize that work van van or that retail van, whatever it is, that truck for you, however you want it. You can do it all at home at ChastainFord.com, or you can go in at 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It is the number one commercial truck and fleet sale dealer in the city of Houston. It's Chastain Ford.
This is ESPN 97.5.